This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Gertens. Now through early spring is the best time to prune most trees and shrubs. Prune spring flowering trees and shrubs right after they've finished blooming. I have a list on gardenbite.com. Get your pruners prepared. Using dry steel wool, rub out any rust spots and use a little machine oil on the pivot point. Check the blades for chips, dings, or dents. The thick blade on the bottom is called the anvil. The thinner, curved blade is the cutting blade. If you see any dents or metal tags on the anvil, it's time to sharpen it. Wrap a rag around the cutting blade before you start sharpening the anvil blade. You don't want to make a trip to the emergency room. Use a sharpening stone to smooth out any burrs or tags, dings, or chips. You're looking to keep a clean, right angle on that blade. A few drops of oil can make this job a little easier. For the cutting blade, hold the pruners so the cutting blade is parallel to the ground and the cutting edge is away from you. Hold your stone or file at the same beveled angle as the blade and move it across the blade away from your chest. Repeat. Make an occasional pass on the back side of the blade to smooth out any irregularities and keep a fine cutting edge. Sharp pruners are good for you and good for your plants. When you make those cuts, you want a smooth, precise cut. If you're getting torn, crushed, or splintered cuts, your chances of attracting insects that bring disease multiplies. When pruning shrub or tree branches, come out about a quarter inch from the main branch and cut at a slight angle. If you're cutting larger branches, then come out about half an inch. A happy home is filled with beautiful houseplants. From clearing the air to reducing stress, houseplants offer countless benefits. Gertens has hundreds of different houseplants to choose from, allowing you to find the perfect plant for every room in your home, in store or online at Gertens.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.